Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
For the rest of this pledge drive, we're going to end each show with news about what's coming to New York in the fall season. Today we'll start with theater, and I'm joined now by David Cote, a theater editor and critic for Time Out New York and a contributing editor on New York One's On Stage. Hi, David. Welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So West Side Story, the musical that features the song Something's Coming, is not coming back this fall. What is that you're most excited about?
Well, in terms of musical revivals, I mean, there's a revival, a very interesting revival of On a Clear Day You Could See Forever, a musical from 1965 that was a kind of wacky and trippy in its own day, starring Harry Connick Jr. But they're giving that a real rewrite. I mean, some genders are being switched, and I think the story's going to be somewhat updated. But, I mean, in terms of plays, I mean, the thing about fall is that it's usually about plays, because mostly musicals open in the spring to be, you know, considered eligible for the Tonys. I mean, they're always considered in the fall, but closer to the Tonys, they stick in voters' minds. So this fall, there's several plays I'm really looking forward to on Broadway and off.
And one of the things, as you mentioned to us off the air, that's pretty cool this fall is a surprising number of plays by playwrights of color and with diverse casts. So Mountaintop just opened with Samuel L. Jackson as Martin Luther King and Angela Bassett as a hotel housekeeper, a two-character play that takes place the night before his assassination. And this already won the Olivier Award for Best New Play when it was done in London, right?
Right, right. And so it came with a lot of hype and a lot of advance expectations. I have to say the reviews were a little mixed. I mean, I was sort of positive about some aspects of the script, but you know, it was certainly exciting to see this. I think she's under 30, or she just turned 30. The playwright Katori Hall, so it's a terrific, you know, debut for her, and there's a lot of talent there. But there's a lot of other plays as well. There's a play called Stickfly by Lydia R. Diamond, also making her Broadway debut, mainly because Alicia Keys, you know, the pop superstar.
Yep.
I don't know if she saw the play or read the script, but she basically got on board as a producer, and now it's going to be coming to Broadway, opening in November.
Yeah, and Dule Hill was just on the show last week talking about his TV series Psych, and he's one of the leads in Stickfly. So they've got quite a cast overall, in addition to him. But it is Alicia Keys as producer who seems to be getting most of the buzz.
Well, it's kind of like the show. Fela had, I believe,
yes.
Jay-Z was on board as one of the producers, and it's one of those rare cases when the producers are even getting more headlines than the show itself. But everyone's very excited about it. Stickfly was a big hit in Boston, and so it's very exciting to see this play coming. It's about an upper middle class African American family, and even though they're very comfortable and, you know, well to do, race and class issues still sort of, you know, get in there in a sort of comic,
yes,
serial comic way.
Set on Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
David Henry Hwang, who wrote M. Butterfly, has a new play, Chinglish, that's about cultural clashes and misunderstandings between American and Chinese characters. It's in previews now, and this actually uses a lot of Mandarin on stage?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe there'll be supertitles. And the main character, or one of the main characters, is an American businessman who goes there to sort of try to help his sign-making business expand. And yes, it's David Henry Hwang's first play on Broadway in a long time. Not first play, his newest play on Broadway since M. Butterfly.
And I'm told that one of the funny things for the audience is that as a character translates from Chinese to English on stage to the English-speaking character, the supertitles show you what the Mandarin speaker is actually saying.
Right.
So you get the subterfuge as well as the actual translation going on simultaneously. And then there's Porgy and Bess, or should I say the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, the title that white director Diane Paulus and black playwright Susan Laurie Parks have given to their update of the opera, generating some controversy and some buzz for Audra McDonald's Bess?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the early reviews of the show in Boston at ART were, a lot of them were very much about how spectacularly suited Audra McDonald is for the role. I mean, this is sort of one of those roles that everybody has been dying to see her play. And as your listeners may know, one of the chief sources of advance hype about this production was none other than Stephen Sondheim, who wrote this letter to the Times after reading a story in the Times about the revisions that they were planning for the for Porgy and Bess, sort of bitterly complaining and sarcastically complaining that they were trying to fix something which wasn't broken. Mm. The rewrites or the tweaks to the story, to the book, are I think the intention is to bring out the character of Bess more, make her more autonomous, more of a fully rounded character.
Time Out, New York's and New York One's theater critic David Cody. I just want to mention as we wrap it up here that you are moderating an event. Mm-hmm. Listeners, David moderating an event at our space, the Green Space, on Monday with three young playwrights. We can hear them read on Monday. And that'll be fun. So we look forward to seeing you at the Green Space with three young playwrights.
Yeah, it'll be Young Gene Lee, Terrell Alvin McCraney, and David Adjmi.
Great. Yeah. Looking forward to it, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Brian.
Leonard Lopate coming up next after the news with guests including George Vesey on the life of and career of baseball great Stan Musial. I'm Brian Lehrer. Thanks for listening today. This is WNYC-FM in AM New York and WNYC.org.